طيب خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. الله يبارك فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد طه الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا النية الحسنة جميعا. May Allah grant us all the sincere intentions. كنا بدأنا الكلام في الحصة الماضية عن معاصي القلب. In the past session, as you know, we started talking about the sins of the heart. نكمل الكلام في ذلك. Let us continue about this subject. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والعجب بطاعة الله، وهو شهود العبادة الصادرة من النفس غائبا عن المنة. The author said, priding oneself for obeying Allah, that is, deeming oneself, one's worship was by one's own ability and forgetting the grace of Allah Ta'ala. شرح ذلك أن من معاصي القلب أن يشهد العبد عبادته وأعماله الحسنة صادرة من نفسه غائبا عن شهود أنها نعمة من الله عليه، يعني غافلا عن أن يتذكر أنها نعمة من الله عليه، يعني غافلا عن أن يتذكر أن الله تفضل عليه فأقدره على فعل هذه الأعمال الحسنة وألهمه ذلك، فيرى بسبب ذلك لنفسه مزية، ويحصل له عجب، وترفع على غيره. Among the sins of the heart is for someone to pride oneself for obeying Allah. That is, for this person that is, if someone does some good deeds and because of that he sees for himself a special merit while forgetting, totally forgetting, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who enabled him to do this good deed. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who willed for him to do it and gave him the strength to do it. So priding oneself for that in this case is one of the sins of the heart. ثم العجب إما أن يكون مقارنا للعمل أو حاصلا بعد العمل. Now this sin, either it happens while doing the good deed with it at the same time, or after it, after doing it. إن كان العجب مع العمل فلا ثواب، لأن العمل لا يكون معه في تلك الحال النية المعتبرة. If this biding takes place while doing the good deed at the same time, then one would not have reward for doing this deed. Why? Because one would miss the intention. That is necessary for him to get the reward. He doesn't have a good intention while doing the deed. أما لو حصل العجب بعد العمل، عمل العمل من غير عجب بنية حسنة، ثم حصل له العجب بعد ذلك، فلا يبطل العجب ثواب العمل الذي كان عمله. Now if this priding takes place after finishing the deed, so one does the deed with a good intention, but later he commits the sin of the heart, then he does not lose the reward that he got by doing that good deed, because he did it with a good intention. So this sin does not then annihilate the reward of that good deed. So if it takes place with the good deed, then the proper intention is not there. This is why one does not get reward. If it occurs after the deed, it does not annihilate the reward of that deed. Is it clear? Okay. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والشك في الله. The author said, to doubt about Allah Ta'ala. شرح ذلك أن من معاصي القلب الشك في الله تبارك وتعالى وهو كفر. The explanation among the sins of the heart is to doubt about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is blasphemy. سواء شك الشخص في وجود الله تبارك وتعالى أو في قدرته أو في علمه أو في حكمته وعدله فإنه كفر. Whether one doubts about the existence of Allah, about the power of Allah, about the knowledge of Allah, about the wisdom of Allah تبارك وتعالى, all of that is blasphemy. لأن الإيمان لابد معه من الجزم، لابد فيه من الجزم. فلا يكون الشخص مؤمنا بالله طالما هو متردد في قلبه هل الله تبارك وتعالى موجود أو لا، هل الله عز وجل قادر على كل شيء أو لا، هل الله عالم بكل شيء أو لا. Believing in Allah has to be without any doubt. So if someone doubts, he's not firm about the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, about the wisdom of Allah, about the power of Allah, about the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then this person is not a believer. Allah Ta'ala qal, إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا أي لم يشكوا. Allah said in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat, إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا, which means the believers are those who believe in Allah, in His Messenger, without having doubt in that. فَيُفْهَمُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ أَنَّ مَنْ شَكَّ فِي اللَّهِ أَوْ فِي الرَّسُولِ فَلَيْسَ مُؤْمِنًا. It is known from this verse that the one who doubts about Allah or about the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ is not a believer. أما لو خطر للشخص مجرد خاطر مما ينافي أصل التوحيد من غير أن يورثه ذلك, من غير أن يورث الشخص ترددا ولا شكا, مجرد خاطر ما أثر في جزم الشخص فهذا لا يؤثر في إيمانه. Now if someone is firm about the belief in Allah and the Prophet, but a thought crosses his mind, maybe the devil whispers to him, or a thought, a bad thought crosses his mind, and this thought carries the meaning, a meaning that contradicts the basics of belief, the meaning of ash-shahadatayn. Without this affecting his belief, without this causing for him to doubt, so it just crosses his mind, it's just a whispering or the like, in a way that he does not doubt because of it. In this case, his belief is still intact. It is still valid. وَلَهُ بِكَرَاهِيَتِهِ لِهَذَا الْخَاطِرِ وَرَدِّهِ وَطَرْدِهِ ثَوَابٍ. By hating this bad thought and rejecting it, one gets reward. Not just his faith is still valid, on top of that, by rejecting this bad idea, one gets reward for that. كما أخبر عن ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told about this matter. So what really affects one's belief is to doubt. If a thought crosses one's mind without causing for him to doubt about Allah or the Prophet, this does not affect his belief. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والأمن من مكر الله والقنوط من رحمة الله. The author said, feeling safe from the punishment of Allah and despairing of Allah's mercy. هذان الأمران من معاصي القلب. Those two matters are among the sins of the heart. أما الأمن من مكر الله فمعناه أن يستبسل الشخص في المعاصي مع الاتكال على رحمة الله، يستبسل في المعاصي وهو يقول في قلبه: الله لا يعذبني، الله يسامحني. هذا يقال له الأمن من مكر الله، وهو من كبائر الذنوب. Among the sins of the heart is for one to keep doing sins, one sin after another, relying on the mercy of Allah, which means to keep doing one sin after another while saying in one's heart, Allah is not going to punish me, Allah is going to forgive me. This is an enormous sin. كذلك من معاصي القلب القنوط من رحمة الله. On the other hand, ومعنى القنوط من رحمة الله أن يقول في قلبه: الله لن يسامحني على ما فعلت من المعاصي. أنه لابد يعذبني. On the other hand, if someone says in his heart, I'm going to be tortured for sure in the hereafter, Allah is not going to forgive me, He is going to torture me because of my sins, this is also an enormous sin. مثلا واحد ارتكب ذنوبا كثيرة فقال: أنا لن يسامحني ربي، سيعذبني. For example, someone committed a lot of sins, so he says in his heart, Allah is going to torture me, Allah is not going to forgive me for that, for the sins that I committed. This is also a sin, it is an enormous sin. إنما ينبغي أن يكون المؤمن بين الخوف والرجاء. The believer should be between those two matters. يخاف عقاب الله ويرجو رحمة الله. At the same time, he fears the punishment of Allah and he is hopeful of the mercy of Allah. At the same time. بالنسبة للمؤمن هذان الأمران مثل الجناحين للطائر، كما أن الطائر لا يطير بجناح واحد، كذلك المؤمن لا بد له من هذين الأمرين حتى يكون سالما. For the believer, those two matters are like the wings of the bird. Just like the bird cannot fly with one wing, also the believer would not be safe without having those two matters. Being fearful of the punishment of Allah and hopeful of the mercy of Allah. أما عند الموت فيغلب جانب رجاء الرحمة. As when he is dying, then let the believer be more hopeful of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let him at that time be more hopeful of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. بعض الذنوب بعض الناس يرونها شيئا صغيرا ويكون فيها دخول النار. Some sins for some people, Some people think about some sins as if they are, a minute thing. While really, one might enter hellfire because of one of those sins. في الماضي امرأة حبست هرة لا أطعمتها ولا تركتها تأكل بنفسها حتى ماتت فدخلت النار بذلك. النبي أخبر أنها تدخل نار جهنم بذلك. In the past it happened that a woman locked a cat in a cage or the like. She didn't give food to that cat, and she did not let that cat go out and seek food by itself until the cat died. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that this woman is going to be tortured in hellfire and the hereafter because of that. مرة واحد كان يتكلم مع الشيخ عبد الله يقول له يحكي له حكاية عن شيء كان عندهم وكان عندهم نمل ثم أحرق هذا النمل وكان يضحك رجل كبير في السن قال له الشيخ تضحك وقد أحرقته كيف تحرقه أحرقته كيف تحرقه بقي يردد كيف تحرقه كيف تحرقه وذاك الرجل كان يضحك كأنه يعني شيء لا أثر له. Once someone was talking with Sheikh Abdullah, an old man, he was saying that something, I don't remember now very well about what he was talking, just he mentioned ants. They had ants at his house or something like that, and he burnt them. And when Sheikh Abdullah heard that, he told him, "You laugh while you burnt those ants? How do you laugh? How did you burn them?" And he kept repeating, "How did you burn them? How did you burn them?" While that man was just mentioning it, he wasn't talking about that. He wanted to continue. He mentioned that in passing. So some sins, one might commit them without paying attention to the impact of such sin on one's situation. And some people, they do good deeds without paying attention, without knowing how much reward they get for that, while they get a lot of reward for that. A woman who was a prostitute in the nations that were before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, a believer woman, but she was a prostitute. She saw a dog close to a well. This dog was thirsty and he could not reach the water. So she took off her shoe and she used it to get water to that dog. She did that in sincerity. And because of giving water to that dog to drink, Allah forgave her sin. And she enters in the hereafter paradise because of that deed. Some people might think that this is a minute thing, and because of it she will enter paradise. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgave her sins because of that. So the believer needs to be always fearing the torture of Allah and hoping of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ومن معاصي قال المؤلف رحمه الله قال المؤلف رحمه الله والتكبر على عباده وهو رد الحق على قائله واستحقار الناس. Among the sins of the heart is having arrogance towards the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is to reject the truth said by someone and or to look down on the people. إذن الكبر نوعان. الكبر من الذنوب الكبيرة, من كبائر الذنوب, وهو نوعان. Arrogance is among the enormous sins. And there are two types of that. النوع الأول أن يرد إنسان الحق على قائله, يعرف أن الحق مع القائل لكن يرده عليه لأنه مثلا أقل منه مالا أو أقل منه جاها أو أقل منه علما أو نحو ذلك. One type of arrogance is for someone to hear the truth from someone else and despite that to reject it. Not to accept the truth from someone else. Because this someone, this other person, is a poor person, because this person has less knowledge, because this person has a lower social status. If one rejects the truth after knowing that this is the truth, because of any reason like these reasons, this is called arrogance. This is one type of arrogance. والنوع الثاني أو لأنه صغير السن مثلا, or because he's younger than the other person, for example. والنوع الثاني استحقار الناس, يعني ازدراء الناس, يعني أن ينظر إلى نفسه بعين التعظيم وإلى غيره بعين الاستحقار. The other type is to look down to others. بعض الناس من كبرهم إذا كلمهم إنسان لا ينظرون إليه, إنما يعطونه طرف خدهم, يعطونه, يوجهون إليه خدهم. هو هنا مثلا لا ينظرون إليه, إنما يكلمونه هكذا من الكبر. Some people out of arrogance, they do not look to the person with whom they are talking. Rather they move their face away from him in a way that the cheek would be facing the person. So if the person is here, they would look here and like that, talking to him without looking at him out of arrogance. Allahu nahana an dhalika fil Qur'an. Allah mentioned in Al-Qur'an that such a matter is prohibited. وجاء في الحديث أن رجلا كان يمشي مشية المتكبرين فبلعته الأرض انشقت الأرض وبلعته فهو يهبط فيها إلى يوم القيامة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us also about a man that was walking in an arrogant way. The earth swallowed this person, and he is going down in it. He keeps going down in the earth until the day of judgment because of his attitude. وجاء في الحديث أن المتكبرين يحشرون يوم القيامة على هيئة بني آدم لكن أحجامهم كحجم النملة الصغيرة. It is also mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet that the arrogant people will be gathered on the day of judgment having the human shapes but having with the sizes as small as the little ants. يطأهم الناس بأقدامهم. Other people would step on them on the day of judgment. هذا عقاب متناسب مع ذنبهم. This is a punishment that is proportionate with the sin. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والحقد وهو إضمار العداوة إذا عمل بمقتضاه ولم يكره. The author said having enmity in the heart to the Muslims. That is, if one acts in accordance with this and does not hate it. من معاصي القلب الحقد. This is one of the sins of the heart. وهو من الكبائر. And it is an enormous sin. معناه أن يضمر الإنسان في قلبه العداوة للمسلم مع العمل بما يقتضي ذلك مع القول باللسان أو العمل بالجوارح بما يقتضيه ذلك. For one to have in his heart enmity against the Muslim, it is an enormous sin. Of having enmity against the Muslim in one's heart is an enormous sin if one does anything, talks, or acts in accordance with that. أما إذا لم يعمل الشخص شيئا بمقتضى ذلك ولا تكلم بل كره ذلك بقلبه ولا عزم على أن يفعل فليس عليه ذنب. Now if one does not say anything in accordance to that, he does not act in accordance to that, he does not make the intention, the firm intention, to act in accordance to that, then one is not sinful. إِنْ خَطَرَ لَهُ أَنْ يُؤْذِيَ هَذَا الْمُسْلِمِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ فَامْتَنَعَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فَلَهُ ثَوَابٌ بِذَلِكَ. If it comes to his mind to hurt a Muslim unrightfully, and he doesn't do it, he stops from doing that for the sake of Allah, he does not talk in accordance of that, he does not act, he does not have the firm intention to do it, rather he does not do it for the sake of Allah, then he gets reward for that. But talking or acting in accordance to that makes one sinful, enormously. By this one is committing an enormous sin. الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُسْلِمِ الْخُلُقُ الْحَسَنُ الْمَطْلُوبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَلَيْهِ الْمُسْلِمُ هُوَ أَنْ يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. The good behavior for the Muslim is to wish for his Muslim brother or sister what he wishes for himself. إذا كان يحب لنفسه الاستزادة في العلم يحب لأخيه ذلك. If he likes for himself, if he wishes for himself to get more knowledge, so he wishes for the other Muslim also to get more knowledge. He does not do anything to prevent the other Muslim from that. إن كان يحب لنفسه بعض الخلق الحسن يتمنى لأخيه المسلم الخلق الحسن. If he likes, if he wishes for himself to have good behaviors, then he wishes for other Muslims to have good behaviors. He does not work that they would be in a bad situation. إذا استنصحه أخوه المسلم لا يغشه. If another Muslim asks him for an advice, he does not cheat him. He tells him, he advises him just in the way that he likes for others to advise him. This is how the Muslim should be. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال من أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي الناس بما يحب أن يؤتى إليه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said من أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي الناس بما يحب أن يؤتى إليه. Which means, if one wants for himself to avoid hellfire and to enter paradise, let one die while believing in Allah and in the hereafter, and let him act with the people in the same way that he likes for them to act with him. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري وغيره. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari and others. قال المؤلف والحسد وهو كراهية النعمة للمسلم واستثقالها وعمل بمقتضاها. The author said, envy. That is to hate and feel bitter about the endowment on a Muslim, and act in accordance with this feeling. يعني من معاصي القلب الحسد. Among the sins of the heart is to be envy. وفي بعض is envious. وفي بعض الصور يكون كبيرة. Sometimes it is an enormous sin. والحسد معناه أن يكره الشخص النعمة التي أنعم الله بها على المسلم، سواء كانت دينية أو دنيوية، وأن يستثقلها ويتمنى زوالها ويعمل لذلك ويعمل بمقتضى ذلك بكلام أو بغير ذلك. Committing this sin means for one to hate the endowment that is endowed upon another Muslim, whether this endowment is a religious one or a worldly one. That is to feel to wish that this other Muslim loses this endowment, and to act in accordance with that by talking or something else. إذا فعل الشخص ذلك عليه معصية. If the person does that, then he is sinful. أما إذا لم يقترن بذاك الشعور في القلب عمل بمقتضاه، فلا يقع الإنسان في المعصية بذلك. إذا خطر له استثقال النعمة التي أنعم الله بها على أخيه المسلم، لكنه منع نفسه من التصرف بمقتضى ذلك، لا يكون عليه إثم. Now on the other hand, if someone feels in his heart disturbed about the endowment that Allah endowed upon another Muslim, so he felt in his heart that he wants that Muslim to be deprived from it, but he does not act in accordance to that, rather he prevents himself from acting in accordance to that for the sake of Allah, he is not sinning by that. أما لو عزم على أن يعمل بمقتضى ذلك فبعزمه هذا عليه إثم. But if he makes the intention to act in accordance to that bad feeling, if he makes the intention to act in according to that, by making this intention, this firm intention, he is sinful. Even if he does not act, because he makes the intention to do that. And intending to commit a sin is by itself a sin. Intending firmly to commit a sin is by itself a sin. Allah. قال المؤلف: والمن بالصدقة ويبطل ثوابها، كأن يقول لمن تصدق عليه: ألم أعطك كذا يوم كذا وكذا. The author said, reminding a person of the charity given to one with the purpose of breaking one's heart, like to say to the receiver of the charity, did I not give you a so and so on such and such a day? With this nullifies the reward. شرح ذلك أن من معاصي القلب الكبيرة التي هي من الكبائر المن بالصدقة. Among the enormous sins is to commit the aforementioned sin. إذا تصدق إنسان على آخر بصدقة. If someone gives another person a charity. ثم فيما بعد قال له: أليس أعطيتك كذا وكذا يوم كذا وكذا ليكسر قلبه. And later this person tells the receiver, didn't I give you such and such amount at such day to break the heart of the receiver, with this intention, with the intention of breaking his heart. In this case, one would be doing an enormous sin. وهذه المعصية تحبط ثواب تلك الصدقة. يذهب ثواب الصدقة بالمن. Now, if one does that, not just he is committing an enormous sin, and he loses by that the reward that he got for that charity. By doing this, he loses the reward that he acquired for that charity, and he falls into an enormous sin. كما قال ربنا عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. As Allah تبارك وتعالى said in Al-Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Which means: O you who believed, do not nullify your acts of charity by reminding the receiver, of what you did with him to break his heart. Because this hurts him. وعدت مع معاصي القلب مع أنها تكون عادة باللسان لأن القلب هو الأصل فيها. This sin is mentioned among the sins of the heart, although usually it is done with the tongue, because the origin of this sin is in the heart. لأن الشخص يقصد إيذاء الآخذ فيتكلم بهذا الكلام لإيذائه. Because the person wants to harm, to hurt the receiver, so he says this statement to hurt him. That's why he intends to hurt him, he wants to hurt him, that's why he says those words. And this is why it is mentioned among the sins of the heart. أما لو قال له ذلك لا لإيذائه، لكن لتذكيره فليس عليه ذنب. Now if he tells him that, the same statement, not with the purpose of harming him, but just to remind him, in this case there is no sin in that. مثلا قال الآخذ للآخر أنت قط ما أعطيتني شيئا ما تصدقت علي يوما فقال له أليس ذلك اليوم أعطيتك كذا وكذا. هنا ليس عليه ذنب لأنه لا يريد إيذاءه بذلك. For example, if the receiver says to the donor, you never gave me anything. So the other one tells him, don't you remember that day I gave you such and such amount? In this case, the donor, the one who says that, is not sinful because he doesn't want to harm him. He's not saying that with the intention of harming the receiver. He is not sinful in this case. Allah. قال المؤلف والإصرار على الذنب. The author said, persisting with sinning, يعني أن من المعاصي القلبية الإصرار على الذنب. ومعنى هذا أن يفعل الشخص المعصية الصغيرة بعد المعصية إلى أن يزيد عدد معاصيه على عدد حسناته. ففي اللحظة التي يصير فيها عدد معاصيه أكبر من عدد حسناته يكتب عليه كبيرة، وهي معصية الإصرار على الذنب. This means for someone to commit a sin after another to the point that at one moment the number of his sin exceeds the number of his rewards. So at the moment when the number of his sins exceeds the number of the rewards, at that moment he becomes an enormous sinner. An enormous sin would be written on him, which is persisting on sinning. إذن ليس معنى الإصرار على الذنب أن يعاود فعل ذنب معين مرة بعد مرة فقط هكذا. So persisting on sinning does not mean here just to repeat doing a specific sin one time after another. No, it does not mean just that. الإصرار على الذنب الذي هو من الكبائر معناه أن تزيد أن يتابع عمل السيئات حتى تزيد على حسناته. Persisting on doing the sins which is considered an enormous sin is to keep doing one sin after another until his sins become more than his rewards. This is the enormous sin which is called persisting on sinning. This is what's meant here. أما لو كرر الذنب من غير أن تغلب سيئاته حسناته طاعاته فَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْكَبَائِبُ. Now if someone repeats committing the sin without getting to that point, without the number of sins exceeding the number of the rewards, then this is not considered the enormous sin which we are talking about. وعد هذا من معاصي القلب لأنه أصله في القلب يقترن به قصد معاودة الذنب مرة بعد مرة. This also is counted, is mentioned among the sins of the heart because the origin of this sin is in the heart. Because one has the intention to commit a sin after a sin until he reaches that point. So because of that intention, he reaches that point. This is why it is mentioned with the sins of the heart. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وسوء الظن بالله وبعباد الله. Among the sins of the heart is believing that Allah shall not grant forgiveness to oneself and thinking ill of Muslims. تقدم يعني ذكرنا قبل قليل أن من المعاصي أن يظن المسلم أن الله لن يرحمه وأنه سيعذبه. If you remember, in this session we mentioned previously that among the sins of the heart is for one to think, to believe that Allah is not going to forgive him because of the sins that one did. So this is a sin. Another sin among the sins of the heart is to think ill about other Muslims. Think ill of other Muslims. مثلا واحد سرق له مال فقال فلان هو السارق في قلبه قال فلان هو السارق من غير أي قرينة معتبرة على أن فلانا هو السارق هذا حرام. For example, if one's money is stolen, and because of that, this person thinks in his heart that so and so took my money without any valid sign. Just like that, he thinks that so and so did it. In this case, this is a sin. This person would be committing a sin. الله تعالى قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. الله تعالى said in سورة الحجرات يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم, which means, O you who believed, avoid many types of
لا
What do you say when you think, yani, it's not assuming, it's when you, شو يعني لما بيظن الواحد من غير ما ي... ما عم بسمع حاجة. Doubts. Huh? Presume. What does that mean? يعني يظن يعني. Avoid a lot of presuming. Sometimes this would be sinful. This is what the verse means. In some cases, this would be sinful. And those cases is like what we mentioned. When someone presumes that so and so did the bad deed without any valid sign. أما لو لم يكن في المكان إلا ثلاثة، اثنان معروفان بالاستقامة وواحد معروف بالسرقة، ثم سرق المال فظن أن السارق فلانا، هنا لا إثم عليه. Now for example, on the other hand, if when the money were stolen, were three people only in that place, two of them are known to be pious, righteous Muslims, and the third one, he is known to be a thief. So if the one who misses his money thinks that, well, this one took it, he would not be sinful in this case. Because in this case, there is a valid sign for his presuming. There is a valid sign for his presuming. وقد روى البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث. يعني بذلك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الظن الذي لا يقوم على قرينة معتبرة. It is narrated in the hadith that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث, which means do not rely on presuming without any significant sign, without any valid sign. Relying on that is very misleading. كثيرا ما يفعل الناس ذلك. People do that a lot. يظن الشخص ظنا غير قائم على أي دليل. One would presume something which is not based on any proof, on any valid sign. And ثم بعد ذلك يتصرف بناء على هذا. And then one acts according to this presuming. وكثيرا ما يكتشف بعد ذلك أنه كان مخطئا. Many times one discovers later that he was wrong. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والتكذيب بالقدر. The author said, denying the qadr, that is destining. أما هذه المعصية فهي كفر. This sin is blasphemy. معناها أن ينكر الإنسان حصول الأشياء بتقدير الله تعالى. If someone denies that what happens happens by the destining of Allah تبارك وتعالى, then this person blasphemes. يكون كذب بقول الله تعالى إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. In this case, he would be belying the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى in Surah Al-Qadr, إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. في سورة القمر. إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر, which means Allah created everything with His destining. ومعنى القدر تدبير الأشياء على وجه مطابق لعلم الله ومشيئته الأزليين. أو بعبارة أخرى جعل كل شيء على ما هو عليه. Destining means to make everything the way it is. So all what it happens by the eternal destining of Allah تبارك وتعالى. النووي قال من قال أنا أفعل بغير مشيئة الله أي بغير تقدير الله فقد كفر. النووي in his book الروضة said anyone who says I do such and such matter without the will of Allah blasphemes. نقل ذلك قبله عدد من علماء الحنفية قال ذلك. And before him several Hanafi scholars said that. هو نقل عنهم هذا الكلام وأقره. He copied that from them and he agreed with them. إذا أي إنسان ينكر القدر فهو كافر. So anyone who denies that thing occurs with the destining of Allah تبارك وتعالى blasphemes by that. الله. قال المؤلف والفرح بالمعصية منه أو من غيره. The author said feeling happy about a sin done by someone else or by oneself or others. شرح ذلك أن الإنسان إذا حصلت منه معصية ففرح بها ففرحه بالمعصية معصية أيضا. The explanation, if someone commits a sin and feels happy, if he feels happy about that, if he feels happy by committing this sin, for committing this sin, then this is another sin. So feeling happy about committing a sin is a sin by itself. وسواء صدرت هذه المعصية منه أو من غيره. One is sinful whether this sin occurs from oneself or from someone else. فلو علم بمعصية من غيره ففرح بها أثم. So if one hears, knows about a sin committed by someone else, and because of that, he feels happy. He feels happy about that sin committed by someone else. By this, he would be sinning. فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ كُفْرًا فَفَرِحَ بِهِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Of course, if this other sin is blasphemy, and he is happy about the blasphemy committed by someone else, then he blasphemes by that.
MashaAllah.
قال المؤلف والغدر ولو بكافر. The author said betraying someone, even a blasphemer. شرح ذلك أن الغدر من المعاصي المحرمة. فلو قال شخص لآخر مثلا أنت في حمايتي ثم ضربه أو قطع له عضوا أو قتله فقد غدر به. If someone tells someone else, you are under my protection, for example, and after that he hits that other person or cuts off an organ, harms him, kills him, then he would be committing a sin by that, because he would be betraying that person. مثال ذلك أن يغدر بالإمام بعد أن يبايعه. An example of that is to revolt against the caliph after paying allegiance to him. كما حصل مع الذين تمردوا على طاعة سيدنا علي. Just like what happened when some people revolted against Ali ibn Abi Talib, the fourth caliph. فإنهم بذلك وقعوا في ذنب عظيم. By that they committed an enormous sin. حتى إن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام شبه هذا الفعل شبه الذي يفعل هذا الفعل ثم يموت من غير أن يتوب بالذي يموت ميتة جاهلية. To the point that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام drew similarity between the one who does that without repenting and dies without repenting and the one who dies in the state of al-jahiliyyah as a blasphemer, that is. ومن الغدر المحرم أن يبايع الإنسان أن يعامل الإنسان آخر ببيع أو شراء فيخونه في الوزن أو في الكيل مسلما كان هذا الآخر أو غير مسلم. Among the sins of betraying is to deal with someone else, whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim, and to cheat that person, to deal with that person by a contract of buying, selling, etc., and to cheat him. While weighing the items of the like, counting them of the like. أو أن يضع إنسان عندك وديعة فتجحدها. Or like for someone to safe keep something with you, and then later for you to say, you didn't give me anything. Whether this person that safe keeps with you this item is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, regardless, it is haram. أو أن تشتري من إنسان شيئا بثمن مؤجل في الذمة ثم تقول بعد ذلك ما لك عندي شيء أنا دفعت لك لما اشتريت. Or to buy from someone an item with a deferred payment and later to say, well, I don't have to pay you. I don't owe you anything. I paid you when I bought it. كل هذا داخل في الغدر. All of that is included under that title of betraying, which is a sin. It is haram. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. Do you have any questions? Yeah, go ahead. So he doesn't remember the name, or he doubts about the meaning. The name. He doesn't blaspheme by that. تفضل حاج. ميتة الكفار الذين ماتوا في الجاهلية. لا يشبه 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 معناه يشبه. من خلع يدا من طاعة لقي الله يوم القيامة ولا حجة له. ومن مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية. يعني يشبه تشبه ميتته عند ذلك ميتة الجاهليين. يشبه if you believe that someone, if you know that someone wants to use something to harm the people, then you do not help that person to do that. Helping someone to commit a sin is sinful by itself. حسن ظنك منيح. ما فهمت غاني. ما في حرج ما في حرج. لا أحيانا تحسين الظن يكون في غير المعصية. الذي هو حرام إساءة الظن الذي تكلمنا عنه. تفضل غادي. إذا ما كرهه يعني شو؟ يعني شو؟ ولا نوى ولا عزم أن يفعل، بل قال في قلبه لا أفعل، لأنه هذا لا يوافق الشرع، ليس عليه ذنب. وهذا من بإيده. نعم. This one, okay. He asked if someone hates the endowment, feels in his heart that he's hating the endowment that Allah endowed upon someone else, but he does not do anything to deprive the other person from that endowment. I asked him, did he have the intention to do anything like that? He said no. I said, he does not want to do that because this is against the religion. This is a sin. He said yes. I said then he is not sinful for that. He is not sinful. Even if he still feels that feeling still comes to his heart, or if he feels that he hates that Muslim, this is not something that he can control. This is something that comes to his heart without his intention. So he controls it by saying, I will not harm him, I will not do anything that hurts that Muslim, because this is haram, regardless of those feelings that come to my heart. No, the enormous sin is an enormous sin. But if the number of the small sins we are talking, when would persisting on sinning becomes an enormous sin? If the number of sins exceeds the number of the good deeds. This is the answer. Yes, I said that feeling safe from the punishment of Allah and despairing of Allah's mercy, both are enormous sins. And envy is an enormous sin on some cases. It depends what does the person do. Someone might be envy about let's say a pen which is not worth it for how much? $1. And he might do something to take that pen, and someone might be envy about something else. So it depends. It's not always the same thing. It's not like feeling enmity against the Muslim. So you see why we said that envy sometimes is an enormous sin, while feeling enmity against the Muslim is an enormous sin. We didn't say sometimes. That's why. Okay. Go ahead. So someone is hurting another one. The second one tells him, don't hurt me, I did good things to you, I did this, 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 to stop him from her. This is not sinful. No, this is not sinful. تفضلي حاجة. بيشوف حاله يعني بالطاعة اللي عملها. إذا لم يعمل به، إذا لم يعمل به، إذا لم يكرهه يعني فعمل به. إذا إجا على قلبه بغير إرادة منه هذا ما عليه حرج، هو لابد أن يكره المعصية. أما إذا أحب المعصية ما أدلناها، هول شغلتين مختلفين. إذا خطر على قلبه هذا الشيء، هذا الشعور من غير إرادة منه، خطوره على قلبه هذا ما فيه معصية. لو تكرر مرة بعد مرة، إنما هو سؤال، قال في قلبه أنا لا أفعل هذا لأن هذا ما أمر الله تبارك وتعالى به، هون ليس عليه ذنب. أما إذا أحب المعصية، أحب فعل ما يؤذي به ذلك الشخص، شيء آخر هذا. شو سؤالك غسان؟ وضح أنت السؤال. شو يعني لابد أن يكره هذا، لابد أن لا يحب هذا؟ بده يحب هالمعصية، بده يحب أن يعمل شيئا يؤذي ذلك المسلم. محبة المعصية شو؟ فرح بالمعصية منه أو من غيره، لابد أن يكرهها، ما هيك؟ بس هيدي يعني كراهية المعصية من واجبات القلب، إن لم يفعلها عليه هذا الذنب. ليش لكن هو عملك؟ هذا هو. ليش؟ لأنه مسلم، يعني لأن الله منع من ذلك. مش لأنه معناه لأن الله منع من ذلك. It's just something that we said before. That's why I'm not translating. تفضل حاج أبو. يستشعر في قلبه الكراهية له. لا أنا ما بقول نفس الشيء. لا لا ما قلت نفس الشيء. تفضل. غيرها بعدين إن شاء الله. طيب. Do you have any questions? Any other questions? طيب. Let us say لا إله إلا الله and then pray المغرب. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.